talk about the play of Hutchinson tonight?
He was great. I mean, both the games he played for us, he was really good and gave us a chance to win the game. I mean, lately our offense has been struggling to put a couple of them in the back of the net, but you know, tonight he made some big saves and gave us a chance to get back in the game.
It's got to be nice to send the home fans, the home crowd off on a high note like that.
Definitely, and it was a pretty exciting game. I mean, against the Boston Bruins, and you know, winning in a shootout, it's a pretty good way to end it at home.
It's been a while since you've heard the crowd get that loud.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the last couple of games, it's been 0-0 or 1-0 for most of the game, and it's been pretty quiet out there, not a lot to cheer about. But you know, it was nice to see them, you know, the support at the end.
Paul, have any words on the bench in the last few minutes of the game? You guys down 1-0.
Score a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too much though, didn't
it? No, he said score a goal, go to the net.
Yeah.
So,
how big
it worked.
How big for you to win the Dan Snyder Award?
It's huge. I mean, the first time I won it, I got to meet his parents, and it was in Atlanta, so it was pretty. They're great people, and it's a great family, and you know, I've been with this organization, you know, my whole life, so no, it's a real honor for me to win that.
You've won it once before?
Yeah, I won it, I guess, before we moved to Winnipeg, so maybe four or five years ago. I can't remember. Yeah, it was pretty cool to win it and meet his parents and stuff, because I knew the whole story pretty well when I was younger.
Do you have maybe a bit of a scouting report on Chad Johnson there going 5-0?
No idea. I said I don't have a lot of moves, and I'm just going to shoot it in the 5-0. And it worked.